This is Walk Good, African and Caribbean folk tales retold by storyteller Keisha Christie. Join us as we share stories passed down from generation to generation. Gather your family and your friends, reminisce about the old days, learn something new, and most of all, walk good. Welcome to this episode of Walk Good. I'm your storyteller, Keisha Christie, and in this episode, we are sharing Guyanese folklore with you. Over the past few episodes, we have been sharing Caribbean folklore about malevolent spirits. And this episode is no different. Though Caribbean people do not celebrate Halloween, we do fear other things that go bump in the night. And one of those things is the silk cotton tree. The folklore around the silk cotton tree is prominent throughout the Caribbean. A few things are known. This tree and its enormous height and massive width and roots that appear above ground, leaving nooks and crannies, is known as a veil. The one place in the world where the veil between the living and the dead is thin. It's known as the home of duppies. And what would this short series be without discussion around the devil tree? The ceiba tree, the kapok tree, are, as the Guyanese know it well, the god tree or the devil tree, is both feared and revered, and that is for good reason. In the heart of the lush Guyanese countryside, where emerald fields stretch as far as the eye can see, there stands the mighty cotton tree. This tree, ancient and imposing, is no ordinary tree. It's the dwelling of Fordupis, those spirits that haunt the Caribbean folklore. Local legend tells us that this cotton tree, a towering giant with sprawling branches that appear to be reaching out with ghost-like arms, inviting the curious and the daring to come closer. But those who know its history heed the tree's warning. The cotton tree is no place for the faint of heart. It is said that centuries ago, beneath the shade of a cotton tree, a terrible tragedy unfolded. A band of travelers, weary and seeking shelter, rested beneath its branches. Little did they know that the cotton tree was already claimed by the spirits, and trespassers were not welcome. As the travelers drifted off to sleep, their dreams turned into nightmares. The tree's branches seemed to come alive, whirring and swaying like serpents. In the moonlight, the cotton tree revealed its true nature, a sacred place for duppies. The spirits, angered by the intrusion, unleashed fury upon the sleeping visitors. The travelers woke up to a symphony of eerie sounds, whispered in a language unknown, and faces in the bark of the tree that seemed to come alive, their terror-stricken, packed, and fled, never to return to the silk cotton tree. Since that fateful night, the cotton tree has been revered and feared in equal measures. Locals believe that it is a portal to the spirit world, a place where the veil between the living and the dead is thin. It is customary to approach the cotton tree with offerings and respectful gestures to appease the duppies that call it home. In more recent times, the cotton tree displayed its displeasure once again. Back when the East Coast Highway in Guyana was being built near a village called Macahoney, there was a large cotton tree But the way that the road was planned, the tree was in the middle of the road. And so the engineers had decided that they would remove the tree. They were going to cut it down. A curious thing happened. Every engineer who took part in the plan to try to cut down the cotton tree somehow all ended up dead. The road was built. However, it splits into two lanes around the tree. So it continues to live, thrive, right there in the middle of the East Coast Highway. The story of the cotton tree serves as a haunting reminder of the deep-rooted belief in the supernatural in the Caribbean. The tree stands as a sentinel, its branches stretching out as a warning to those who dare to enter its spectral domain. And though its story may send shivers down the spine, it continues to be a living testament to the enduring power of folklore and the mysteries of the unknown in the heart of Guyana and beyond. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you haven't already, follow us on our socials so that you can find out what's happening in between episodes. You can find us on TikTok at Talking TALKIN Tales TALES. We are also on Instagram at Talking TALKIN _Tales TALES. Try Facebook at Talking Tales-Storytelling. You can also find our YouTube channel under Talking TALKIN _Tales TALES, where you can see these stories performed. We encourage you to like, share, and comment on this episode so that we can build our community and share more stories with you. Until we meet again, share this story with your family and your friends, and most of all, walk good.